Rashad Bateman, the electric playmaker out of the University of Minnesota, 6'1", 210. And I'm going to give three potential landing spots for Bateman. One that's going to bump his fantasy football value, one that should keep it the same, and one that I think is going to tank his value. But first, we have to establish our definition of value for Rashad Bateman at this point in time. And currently, for me, he's wide receiver 7, and he's 18 overall on the rookie big board. Now, let's compare that to consensus right now. The NFL Draft Bible currently has him at an ADP in one quarterback leagues of 109 and an ADP of 201 in Superflex leagues. Now, the rookie big board is Superflex, so I'm a little bit below consensus on his value, but only about 5 spots, so I'm not super low on him. I think Rashad Bateman has good contested catch ability. I think he shows the ability to separate at the catch point, and I think he's a crisp route runner. Now, the reason I'm a little bit lower than probably most folks are on Rashad Bateman is because those traits that I just described, contested catchability, separation at the catch point, even route running, they're not traits that weigh very heavily in the formula that I use to grade out players. And that's a formula that I've tweaked and developed over time based on my hits and my misses. And in the past, I have definitely invested too heavy in those traits. So now that I've kind of adjusted over time, Rashad Bateman by no means is a low-graded player in my formula, but in this wide receiver class, he is not quite as high as consensus. Now that we have consensus understood, I'm going to run through 3 potential team fits that I have for Rashad Bateman. One that's going to help his fantasy football value, one that I think will keep it the same, and one that I think will absolutely obliterate his fantasy football value, and even I think his biggest truthers would pivot at this point. Let's start with the positives. I would really like to see Rashad Bateman end up in Green Bay. Now, I could see the Packers taking Bateman with the 62nd overall pick. I know some folks have him projected out to be a first-round NFL player at this point in time. I don't. I think he's a day two guy. And by the way, that's not knocking him. A lot of good wide receivers go on day two in the NFL draft. Spoiler alert, a lot of good wide receivers go on day three of the NFL draft. But if it makes you feel better, you could pretend like I'm talking about Rashad Bateman at 29 overall instead. Either way, I think this pushes his fantasy football value up. Now, the Packers last season averaged 34 passes a game. It's actually not super high, but 11 of those targets went to Davante Adams. After those 11 targets on average, there's really nobody that's demanding a ton of the volume there. It's kind of a rotation between Valdez-Scantling, Alan Lazard, Robert Tonyan, and even the running backs. So having a good second wide receiver in Green Bay could be really helpful for that offense overall, and it could be really helpful for Rashad Bateman because I do think he's a guy who's going to need volume to have fantasy football success. I don't think he's going to be stretching the field in the way that we perceive he may. But as a wide receiver 2 in Green Bay, he's going to have the ability not only to have that volume, but he doesn't have to be the X. And I really prefer Rashad Bateman in an offense where he doesn't have to be the X receiver. So with Davante Adams pulling the top coverage off of him, I think Rashad Bateman would have much more of a smooth transition to the NFL and specifically have an easier time separating downfield before the catch point, which is really my biggest concern for him going into the NFL. If he ends up going to the Packers, I would be surprised if he's not in the top 5 of my wide receiver rankings, so I'd project him to move up at least a couple slots, and I think that's probably the best case scenario for his landing spot. Now, a team that I think his stock is going to hold even with is the Chicago Bears, and there's a lot of moving pieces right now with the Bears, but I am expecting them to need an X receiver on the outside. Now, I just said I don't prefer if Rashad Bateman plays an X role, but I think he can. Right? So if Allen Robinson does indeed move on from Chicago, then I think Bateman can step into that X role. And I think it's going to be helpful because he'll have Anthony Miller there to work the underneath and Darnell Mooney to stretch the field. So I think those wide receivers wouldn't actually be competition. They would complement his skill set. The biggest question, of course, is the quarterback position. Is it Mitch Trubisky? Is it somebody they're willing to pay some money to in free agency? Do they draft another rookie quarterback that comes in and competes? That's the biggest question mark. Not to mention that Matt Nagy hasn't really been the most inspiring play caller for fantasy football purposes. So in Chicago, I think the fit is good, but I worry about the volume and I worry about that red zone touchdown potential too. We know for wide receivers that touchdown potential is so, so critically important. For me though, I think a lot of folks actually would drop Rashad Bateman down a little bit in Chicago. And we would probably meet in the middle, and I'd finally probably be on point with consensus of his fantasy football value. For me, he would hold. I think for everybody else, he may drop a little bit. The Baltimore Ravens are a spot that I have seen Rashad Bateman mock to a ton. And I gotta tell you, in terms of fantasy football, I think it is an absolute game ender. All right, I think it's going to be terrible for his fantasy football value. By the way, I can't see Baltimore taking him at 27. Maybe at 58 there in the second round. But don't forget, Baltimore's a little haunted by their first round wide receiver selections. Hollywood Brown hasn't exactly worked out yet. And we all remember Breshad Perriman. So thinking about the fit a little bit more, volume is an issue. I mentioned earlier, I want there to be volume when it comes to his game. And in Baltimore, they finished last in the league in passing attempts this last season. So Bateman sure isn't getting volume in Baltimore. I also think there's this expectation that he's going to be like the go up and get it guy that kind of gives Lamar Jackson a larger catch radius. And although we kind of do attribute Bateman as a go up and win at the catch point guy, he's 6'1", 210. He's not small, but that's not going to work on every defensive back in the NFL. So I think he would really struggle in Baltimore, especially if we're expecting him to step in and be this high volume X type guy. I think it would really be a recipe for fantasy football disaster. And of course, we know there's a lot more rushing touchdowns in the Baltimore offense compared to passing touchdowns. Packers value up, Bears value stays. And Ravens, I think that value drops. That's three potential landing spots for Rashad Bateman and his fantasy football value. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to subscribe and check out the Patreon. $3 gets you access to my rookie big board, 80 plus player profiles completed already and adding every day, as well as dynasty ranks, Devy ranks, and cornerstone boards. We're adding more all the time, so make sure to check it out. And I appreciate you checking out this episode of the Rookie Big Board.